Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Well, there's no question the eyes are the window, and we want to keep those windows clear and shining bright. Well, many people have glaucoma and don't get away with just using one drop a day. They may have a more refractive condition. So I'm honored again to have one of my favorite people and one of the country's best cataract, glaucoma, and cornea surgeons, Dr. Ravi Patel of Atlantic Eye Associates. And I'm going to ask him a few questions in terms of, what do you do, Ravi, to perform surgery on a patient with glaucoma? What does it take?
Well, good morning, Dr. Abel. Thanks for having me again on this segment. Surgery for glaucoma patients often isn't nearly as straightforward as surgery for cataract patients. Here, the key is clear. You know, we have patients that have a cloudy lens where their daily activities are kind of being impaired, and we can do a very successful operation to help them see better. Unfortunately, with glaucoma, often our job is to prevent further vision loss. And so we're taking patients that have a chronic disease where they're having chronic yet progressive damage to their optic nerve and discussing with them invasive surgery that can help them save their vision in the future. So unfortunately, it's a less tangible concept.
You know, it's interesting. If you knew what you knew in retrospect, you would operate a lot earlier on certain people. Would you say that's right?
That's with glaucoma, that's 100% right.
Yeah.
You know, incisional glaucoma surgery, often, sometimes the reason patients continue to lose vision is because we intervene too late. But that's changing. You know, with newer and newer innovative surgeries available, with novel laser treatments available for glaucoma and reducing pressure in the eye, we're doing a lot better for many patients out there.
I think one of the reasons that there's continued success is that many of these people are in the cataract age group. And so the cataract will necessitate an intervention. And what can you do to combine glaucoma and cataract surgery together?
Yeah, you know, I think this is the most interesting landscape that there is over the past 5 to 10 years. It's a field of glaucoma called minimally invasive glaucoma surgery, or MIGS, where we're actually using cataract surgery as an adjuvant to glaucoma surgery as well. There's traditional glaucoma surgeries that, in the crudest sense, involve creating an opening or a hole in the wall of the eye to reduce pressure. The more novel approaches, which have been around actually for over 100 years, the more novel approaches to glaucoma surgery involve using the existing drainage system of the eye and augmenting it. The newest kit on the market is something called an iStent. This is a small device that can be implanted into what's called the trabecular meshwork, or the drainage system of the eye. The implant itself is the smallest implantable device in a human being, about 1/100th of the size of a dime, and it can increase the amount of, I mean, it can lower your pressure a little bit better. Something similar to that is using a laser to actually treat the part of the eye that makes the pressure or the fluid in the eye, called the pars plicata. The ciliary body can be treated with a laser called ECP, or endocyclophotocoagulation, if that's a mouthful, if you ever heard one. But this is all done in concert with cataract surgery to possibly avoid the need for more invasive treatment down the line.
Fabulous. Will cataract surgery alone in some people lower intraocular pressure significantly?
It can. Most certainly it can. There have been studies to show that in about 50 to 55% of patients, they can experience a reduction in intraocular pressure. The cataract itself can take up quite a bit of space within the eye. As the lens grows from when someone is in their 20s, well into their 60s, it axially, that means from front to back, takes up a little bit more space, possibly crowding the angle or the drainage system in the eye. So removing the cataract and replacing it with an artificial lens that has a much smaller profile can reduce pressure significantly, sometimes 15 or 20% in some patients. So it's a great treatment option for patients that are on the verge of glaucoma surgery and not sure exactly what to do. There's more and more data coming out of Asia where they're using cataract surgery as a primary tool to treating certain forms of glaucoma.
Fascinating. You know, it's interesting. Doing cataract surgery in dogs creates a lot of inflammation because the lens, as soon as you open the capsule, the lens protein pours out. It fills that meshwork you were talking about, and the pressure can be a problem as the inflammation. The difference is in human surgery, we are so good at sucking up all of the remnants that are sort of circulating and sort of waiting at the end of the procedure after the implant's in to clean it up, that we don't have that same issue, that we don't have very much secondary permanent rise of pressure. Am I right?
That's true. You know, as for someone who's had a meticulous, uncomplicated cataract surgery, it's often accompanied by minimal to no inflammation. It's quite remarkable the shift that we've seen in the past decade or so of how almost every eye that underwent just routine cataract surgery would need it to be treated for inflammation for a month or sometimes even longer. Now there are patients that have such minimal inflammation, they barely need anti-inflammatory treatment for a few weeks. It's definitely a testament to the advancements in cataract surgery and as well as glaucoma surgery.
In fact, there are some very creative, industrious ophthalmologists that do an injection at the eye at the end of surgery so people don't need drops at all. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's called dropless cataract surgery, and it's a gaining momentum throughout the country for many patients. You know, it's interesting. I'll share a patient. I actually just saw a lovely young lady earlier last week who had such bad rheumatoid arthritis in her hands that she was extremely concerned with her ability to do the eye drops postoperatively. For patients in her predicament, I think dropless surgery is a great option, where at the end of cataract surgery, a small depot of steroids and antibiotics is placed within the eye that slowly releases its medical effect over the course of the month or thereabouts.
Now, many people, at least 16% of people, are steroid responders. And if someone's a steroid responder and pressure will rise with steroid use, will that be minimized by having an eye stent or another drainage procedure during surgery?
So patients that are steroid responders can be helped with an eye stent. There haven't been any real studies done to date to show that it's an effective treatment of choice in steroid responders. But we do know that laser treatment, a procedure called SLT, or selective laser trabeculoplasty, is actually quite helpful in patients that have steroid-responsive eye pressure at reducing their pressure back to baseline. But with patients that are steroid responders, they tend to be less responsive to some of the newer, more less potent steroids. And the steroid responsiveness can also wear off with time once the steroid is stopped. So for short-term use, I think it's important for patients to know inflammation needs to be treated as best as we can to get their eyes inflammation-free to prevent long-term damage from glaucoma, even if that means a short-term pressure elevation.
Well, ophthalmology has sort of been a leader in medicine, brought lasers to medicine, viscoelastics to medicine, corneal donations to medicine, and the fact is that we are born fiddlers. And we get something right, we want to get it more right. And people are competitive and want to do it the best they can, the quickest they can. And I think patients today are fortunate to have people like you, Ravi, and our colleagues to be able to give them as much as possible. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com, Wizard of Eyes. You can see this segment or any segment at any time by going to my page.